Blog Talk Radio.
Life is full of surprises. Which ones come to mind for 2013? When I mention the word happy surprise, what do you think of? What about the word shock? What do you think of? Everyone typically has triggers which spark memories of joy or pain. Somehow, these experiences embed themselves in our souls, which remembers them all. Yet, refresh your spirit by realizing all the discoveries in 2013 that helped shape and mold and provide healing opportunities. And the best is yet to come with an open heart and mind. Thank you for joining me, Estra, this November 30th, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. When searching for me, Estra, do not be diverted to another link. My official website is E-S-T-R-A, pronounced Estra. So go out to Estra's blog tips on Blogger for all legitimate links. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, and communities from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person hurt in a traffic collision. Today's topic will share 213 Car Accident Talk Radio with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. This show is an opportunity for an overview of how to pursue joy and relationships even while not fully recovered. It has been said that laughter is good for the heart and soul. Rejuvenating a weary mind and body after dealing with a car accident with all the issues and concerns is what we'll do today. Recognize if going through this process, my blog, radio, and TV programs will be here to provide information, encouragement, and advocacy to strengthen you through the process. Enjoy our year in review. For questions or comments during the show, dial 718-766-4385. Again, that number is 718-766-4385. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being in a car accident are up for discussion. I know firsthand your situation from dealing with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Assurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV, YouTube user Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. And now for my commentary on you and entertainment with a disability. Being injured from being in a car accident is no picnic. The pain and suffering, multiple medical appointments, dealing with insurance companies and employers who may have delay, deny, harass, or intimidate, takes a great deal of time, energy, especially when most individuals by this time have few resources. You may now know how to rely on others for assistance, recognize the loss of freedom, employment, and social activities that transform life. Yet taking a break from troubles can reinvigorate to a point of being able to handle issues with greater ease. Sometimes just a weekend getaway can help to restore balance after obstacles. Take time to reflect on current conditions and directions of future. While relaxing or having fun, even in the midst of discomfort, may bring creative ideas forth, which may bring ways to handle current troubles with less stress and with more options. Many injured people are faced with harassment and intimidation on the top of dealing with trauma from a traffic collision. Take time for yourself when the opportunities arise. As long as it can be added as a positive experience, doesn't add too much additional pain and suffering. Enjoy creating pleasant memories. Go for it. Just because you're hurt, there are opportunities to make life better, so take them. You are the most important person in this equation, and so is your recovery. Entertainment, which is accessible, can bring joy and laughter. Therefore, there is another side of pain. It is laughter and happiness, and this can be found by taking small steps back into a world that brings interesting, exciting events which allow growth to continue after a car wreck. You still have a life, so do not give it up for anyone. Keep dreaming, learning, and finding ways to be entertained. Now for my commentary on you and vacations after a traffic collision. This magic sound of relief. When on vacation and injured, this may be an opportunity to heal and be removed from the grind of appointments. It's just you and nature, or family and friends. This may bring clearer thinking, which allows for better decision making once returned to daily challenges. Before taking a vacation with an injury or disability, one must choose between places that are sensitive to the needs of everyone, whether that be walking, talking, seeing, in addition to a wholesome possible special needs. The key is the environment, be respectful, and allow each person the dignity deserved while vacationing. Each location may not have thought of everything required for people with an injury. However, being ADA compliant is certainly a start. Review information online and then call to confirm. Make sure to ask any questions you have. This will also provide insight into their attitudes. This is a vacation. It's supposed to be enjoyable. Fighting to get your needs met isn't a vacation, and you could have stayed home and accomplished that. Once you've decided upon a location that meets your needs and the needs of the participants in your party, evaluate the types of activities available and how you will enjoy them, at least part of them, that are scheduled. Have a plan in mind. Know your limits when attending functions. Be comfortable and return to rest while others continue enjoying the festivities. This vacation is not designed to be an all-or-nothing proposition. Develop a plan where everyone can be festive at appropriate levels and realize the merits of taking a vacation together, yet resting before tired, and allow for those special moments and quiet times to be with nature. Take care of oneself. In fact, begin looking for future vacation spots upon returning home. By starting to look in advance, there'll be more options available. Typically, they'll also be less costly when booking early. And this allows time to find any special equipment that might be required. Everyone deserves that expression. And it's a lot easier getting to this point with preparation. Make sure to ask about everything that you may possibly need and to make the reservation in advance. This may help you feel more independent and not guilty for having to cut the fun of others short. Plus, this will give you time to find someone who is reliable and professional. Contact your local travel agent. Get to know them. Tell them about the type of vacation you are seeking and your requirements. Slowly build vacation spots to explore and keep a list of the ones you truly enjoy. Vacations are also meant for people injured in traffic collisions too. This may be something you cannot afford not to do. There are places for every budget, and the effort will be worth it. 214 Car Accident Weekly Planners are currently available. Make sure to stop by any time during the year if involved in a car accident to pick one up, or for a friend or family who's injured. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. Also add the DVD, which is a disc collection, Series 1, for watching Estra's TV programs. Stop by estras.blogspot.com for more information. And while there, take the latest survey on if you've been in a car accident. They are fast, easy, and will help document the experiences of people injured. Also, for Black Friday specials, which last from November 29th through December 3rd to 13th, all three are available at 30% off. And now for my commentary on you and finding your voice after a car accident. How do you define self-confidence, and more importantly, how do you act upon it? It's important to analyze one's perception of self-confidence after a car accident. Perhaps before being injured, your confidence was high enough to provide adequate protection against many of the obstacles that came your way, and you successfully fended off aggressors' trials and tribulations. Car accidents have a way of compounding loss, and this loss can extend to areas of your life where you once felt safe and secure. However, now those areas seem weak and unsteady, unsure how well you can hold all aspects of your life together. Perhaps you've fought some of those battles, and the outcomes seem bleak or victorious. Maybe dealing with aspects of your claim has taken away some of your self-worth, self-confidence, self-respect. Due to unfair practices of harassment, intimidation, claim denials, physical suffering, financial hardship you've been subjected to. There is only one thing to do in this instance. Take back what is yours. Yes, you have that right. Your self-respect, esteem, confidence was given to you and you alone. Therefore, when you come up against hardships or unfair dealings, realize that this isn't about you or your content of character. This is about a situation that happened to you. The struggle you now face typically is about money. The money involved in your auto insurance or long-term disability claim, and the right to fight for it. First, you have the right to stand up against unfair practices or just plain greed. Stand up for what you believe is fair and right. It might not be easy and may take work on your part, but doing the right things for yourself brings an unconditional care, concern, dignity, and integrity to the situation. So stand, learn, grow. It may take time, but it can be done. Be who you are and what you stand for, and you will find your voice, a voice that sets a personal standard which permits good decision-making, guides the heart and soul to make a better life, because the path taken builds courage and strength, which leads towards contentment and discovery. This life experience lifts up a voice that will no longer waver in the presence of pressure or despair that confronts them. By standing in the face of adversity and not being moved by it, facing obstacles with true grit, let your voice be heard loud and clear. You will find your way through traffic collision situations. When ready, step out. Analyze your surroundings, which involves everyone in the situation. Then tackle the problem. Speak and let nothing quiet your voice. Everyone has the right to speak. Everyone has the right to stand. Exercise it and don't let it be taken away. Hold on to it. Are you worried about what's going to happen next? Got those insurance company blues? Don't let a car collision keep you confused. Talking About You with Estra tells it like it is. You'll find wisdom, knowledge, and support now. Isn't it time for us to talk to get the answers that you need? Every Saturday at 11 a.m., get rid of those insurance company blues. Now for my commentary on you and relationships after a car accident. Why is it when one looks or acts differently than others do, they are discounted? First impressions can indeed be deceiving, yet an open mind perseveres, opening doors and a greater understanding not only of yourself, but others may appear. What you see isn't always what you get. Each person's composite of physical or mental makeup cannot always be seen or immediately understood. Getting to know a person will provide insight to making better relationships. People with different perspectives can provide growth opportunities that may enrich your life in ways never dreamed of. The biases learned early in life may need to be discarded and a new mindset and frame created. A mindset that allows you to evaluate people on their content of character, integrity, and respect for you and themselves. That old saying, you can't judge a book by its cover, may have merit if you give it a try. Many of our biases stem from old caricatures developed from someone else's best interest. For generations, African Americans have been placed into many boxes. Unfortunately, there are still many out there, but it is easier today to be judged on your own merits when given a chance. Are disabled relationships any different than others? In my opinion, no. You have people coming together and looking for a connection that makes life better for both of you. And that is what counts. I suspect when disabled are given the same opportunities as many in our population, the stereotypes will decrease and a clearer, more honest picture of the disabled will emerge. Everyone has strengths and weaknesses that make up our skill set. The question is, which are your preferences? Now for my commentary on you and self-care after a traffic collision. You know, self-care is such an important aspect in recovery, a plan which allows individuals to improve their health one day at a time, thus seeing progress is an encouragement to continue until reaching a recovered state or a vast improvement. Resources help tremendously in this effort, yet with or without it, one must make the decision to care for oneself by doing whatever is possible. You matter. Your life is worthwhile and deserves the opportunity to reach its potential. This requires you never to give up, to stay focused, and to build a plan that works for you. Each plan will be unique to your goals and desires. You can build it, and you will move forward. There is a life journey out there with your name on it. Take a hold of it today, because time is a commodity one cannot get back. Don't waste it on the past. Take charge of your future. Work with what you have right now and take it to the next level of hope and encouragement, not only for yourself, but to others in similar circumstances. You can make a difference in your life and others, both on counting on you to get better, be your best advocate, and learn from your experiences. And now for my commentary on you and finding energy. Summer is soon approaching, and our climate temperature is rising. More than likely, there will be plenty of sunnier days. Yet with the lack of energy or fatigue, it's difficult to enjoy the sun. One of the most important things you can do is to determine where this lack of energy is coming from. Hopefully, the conditions have been recognized and possible options recommended. Many individuals who have been in car accidents encounter fatigue or a lack of energy, but a large percentage of people in the workplace also deal with it. In fact, people too tired and driving have a higher risk of being in a car accident. So be very careful. The government has even named it. It's called driver's fatigue. Fortunately, many people have been working on solving this issue for decades. There are many options to improve energy levels. Some take a naturopathic approach, meaning anything that's natural from the earth in its original state, while others try traditional medicine, that's going to doctors, getting prescriptions, those type of things. Exercise, vitamins, along with additional creative ideas. Regardless of the road traveled, be willing to switch paths if necessary for continued improvement. In my opinion, it's really one step at a time, improvement upon improvement. Take a moment and evaluate how much of your day is spent fatigued. Are there specific times of day? And how long does it last? And have you found ways to reduce it? Just tracking your levels of fatigue can give ideas on how it's impacting your life and perhaps ways to work around it or replenish yourself. Are you being drained due to chronic pain or other issues? Try to narrow it down. Sometimes doing your own research or seeking out professional help may be a greater assistance. Is burning the you candle at both ends an issue? Or are you just doing too much, especially if you're trying to recover from a car accident? Is life bringing too much trouble your way? If that's the case, learn new coping skills that can reduce your stress levels. Is there any way to cut back on responsibilities or activities? And if you can't, can they be spaced out more? Perhaps you are experiencing chronic pain along with fatigue. Learning the cause can help you seek out treatment. And that's why it's so important to try to determine why you're so fatigued or lack of energy. Also, what about a change in your diet? make sure to eat a reasonable amount of food in its natural state, because a lot of it's processed beyond recognition. And that's why I believe in the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I think there's a lot, especially if it's an organic apple where you're actually getting the nutrients and its properties haven't been changed or altered. In my opinion, currently many foods are no longer recognized with its natural properties, which makes it more difficult to process and receive nutrients. Get to know your body, mind, and spirit. Do whatever you can to promote a healthier you. Perhaps this right combination can provide more energy and time to do things most enjoyed. Time and energy are just two things that are difficult or nearly impossible to get back. Therefore, take every opportunity to restore them to a level where you are living life to the fullest. Now for our commentary on you and using music for comfort after a car accident. Listening to music is such a personal decision. One's taste and moods play an important role in the decision making. One's moods typically require different tempos or genres. This is also what is found to determine how soothing, empowering, informative, or just plain old fun your experience becomes. While hearing music, notice emotions and state of mind. What does the melody mean? What do the lyrics say? Are past enjoyable memories coming up, thinking about people, places, or past incidents? Is this a pleasant state? By becoming adventurous and expanding your music horizon, so to speak, there may be new sides of you unexplored, yet common enough with your life experiences that you can still enjoy it. What a great way to give your mind and body an escape from pain, suffering, or just a change in your daily routine. Perhaps you reflect back on the things you could do before injured, and perhaps you could dream about being able to do those things again in the same form or the same way, or perhaps differently. The bottom line is, does it bring comfort to your soul? Did you find that special place that can bring peace and harmony into a place of injury? No two people may experience music in the same way, or even for the same reasons, yet there may be a common ground in its experiences. Music is a gift to be treasured, and now it's offering more by allowing some relief from sickness or injury from a car accident. May you find the music that moves you. Here today on the show, on Pandora Radio, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, or just in your own list of music. Thanks for being a part of today's show. Links for today's show will be out on Facebook under Talking About You with Estra or Estra's Blog Tips. Make sure while you're out there to like us. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and then also the musicians, which are Fabian, Forrest M, Michael Lee 75, Grow Sound, Jamendo, DJ Farth, Korakea, Fresh Hops, Alive Forever, Dan, Joshua Wathrow, Steerage, Harvey and the Phenomenal, Steve Seifel, Lee Oscar, Letitian, Vita, Every Soul Has a Watcher, Seafoam Green, I Think I, Just As I Am, Blue Mitchell, Dotka, George Quaid, John Bettis, John Lynn, Yuki Kurmoto, Jamendo, Niamayim, Dan Nahgao, Undecided Instrumental, Classic 23, Marcus, Willie Icebound, Instrumental 7-Eleven, Virzara, Fight for Freedom, Jance Music, Michael Karras, Sailor Kamal, and Muhammad Blair. Make sure to visit their websites, and in 214, Estra's blog will feature these artists in support of their music. Our next week's show is 213 Car Accident Review. Make sure to tune in at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra. Also visit Estra's TV on YouTube under user Estra's blog for videos. Thank you for joining me, Estra, today. The information contained on Talking About You with Esther is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed Esther's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Esther is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.